Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks. Hey, it's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Colorado Springs. Boy, we are blessed. Gosh, we live in the best country in the world. We live in one of the best cities in the world. It is a blessing here to live in Colorado Springs. And today's title of the show, it's going to be an exciting one. Drum roll, please, Matt. Working for the man. That's right. So that's right. The title is Working for the Man. You can't do it your whole life, and that's what we're talking about. I want you to wake up and see the power of real estate. See the tool it can be for your retirement. You can't just have a 401k. You can't just have a Roth. You can't just have a CD or a savings account. You have to have real estate. The most wealthy people in the world are successful because they own real estate. Okay? But before we get into the meat of the show, we always go through the good, the bad. That's right. What's going on in Colorado Springs? So you saw that city council has approved an energy rate decrease. That's great. Putting some money back in our pockets. Gotta love that. A couple extra Big Macs during the week with that savings. So $10 decrease in your utility bill. That's across the board. So that's the good news, folks. Now, obviously, the bad, we got Senate Bill 19. This is a bill that we voted down and that the legislation up in Denver found a way to get it approved, and that's limiting where oil and gas wells can be put in. This could put us into a recession, depending how it plays out, but it is not good because you're giving the government power over businesses here, all right? And this could affect the whole Front Range. So it is a concern. So we got the good of the utilities. We have the bad of the Senate Bill 19, limiting oil and gas. As far as the real estate market, we have 836 active single-family homes in El Paso County right now. Only 45 townhomes and 16 patio homes. Yes, the need is there for baby boomers to simplify their lives, and that's why we're seeing these numbers so low, and because it's some of the most affordable housing. Only 23 condos, and under 300,000 in all of El Paso County, there's only 139 single-family homes available. That's right, those numbers are tough, but we're still getting the job done. I closed 10 so far this year below 300,000 because I always find equity for my buyers walking in the door because you make your money on the buy. We will talk about that later in the show as well. The important part is the big takeaways, you have to buy now and protect your cost of living. People say, I don't want to take the risk to buy. Is it the right time to buy? The biggest risk is waiting. It's the cost of waiting. And you may have to leave Colorado Springs because if you can't lock in a 30-year mortgage at $1,500 a month and you keep renting for the next 5 years, you may not be able to afford rent here anymore and you'll have to relocate. Okay, stick around with me. We got a lot of powerful stuff on today's show. This is Justin Hermes with Real Estate Realities. Feel free to give me a call in the break here, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio.
Dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
Our God, yeah, is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
Folks, hey, thanks for sticking with me. We're on the third and final segment here. That's right, we're heading down the home stretch. This is Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. We're talking about passive income, not working for the man. That's right, that 9-to-5 shift, working that till 80 years old, that's what we're trying to prevent here. Whatever it takes, you know, it's like being in the gym. Whatever it takes to get in shape, whatever it takes to get you financially in shape to being a homeowner, that is the first step. You need to own your first home. But I can't go out with my friends. I can't have the clothes I want, my car, my boat, my camper. Those are liabilities. They're not assets. They will not help you build wealth. And the sooner you realize that, the better. But Justin, life's about the experiences. No, it's not all about the experiences. That's the key word. You have to find balance. Yes, you want to enjoy the journey, the blessing we have on this earth, the gifts you've been given. You want to enjoy those things, but be smart. There's balance, right? Everything in moderation. So life is not all about experiences. It's about enjoying the journey. So save, start a budget, start saving for a home. If you already own a home, start saving for an investment property. If you already own an investment property, start saving for another. I want you to have the triple threat. Three investment properties is what you need to be successful with the passive income in real estate. If you don't own your home, you're paying for someone else's retirement, okay? That's taking $1,500 and putting it in the trash every month. Lighting it on fire, Matt. Let's get some gasoline out, light it on fire, and torch it up. Because that's what you're doing every month. So call me. I have brought many renters into home ownership. My number is 232-1063. I'm a REMAX agent here in town with REMAX Properties. My number is 232-1063. If you can save $134 a week for 1 year, I can help you get your first home. If your credit is in line and it's above a 620 and you can save $134 a week for a year, I can help you get your first home. Buying a home. Let's talk about it, right? You're buying your first home. You want to buy smart, not super expensive. You make your money on the buy. I tell people this all the time. You don't make your money when you sell. You make it on the buy. And that's why my buyers walk through the door with the average of $20,000 or $30,000 in equity when they walk through the door. Because I sell a lot of homes under $300,000 because I care about the investment. I don't sell a ton of new builds. I don't sell a ton of homes around $400,000 or $500,000 to first-time home buyers or to somebody who wants the investment property process. Now, if you want the lifestyle and you've made it and financially you're well off, sure, I've sold homes at $700,000-$800,000, and that's fine because they're to the point where they have the passive income either through real estate or other sources that I feel comfortable with it. Real estate's the best investment. If you don't believe me, I want you to go to your stockbroker tomorrow and ask him for $200,000. Say, Joe, down at Wells Fargo, I want to borrow $200,000 at 5% a month. And I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to pay it back over 30 years. And then I'm going to invest it in what I want to. They're going to laugh you right out the door. As for real estate, you go right down and get a mortgage at Churchill. You're borrowing $300,000, $400,000 for 30 years at 5%. You're using somebody else's money to build wealth. That's why real estate is one of the best investments. See, we talked about this. The rich have assets like real estate. The poor have liabilities. There's two paths in life. Work hard, pay your dues, enjoy the journey, be smart, budget, or I want it all now. I want the toys, I want the boat, I want the camper, I want the big house. I want it now because I deserve it. I work hard. Boy, those are two different journeys and it's scary. I've seen people on both those paths. And for some, those retirement years are amazing. And for others, they never happen. And a lot of the time, the stress causes health problems and they do end up passing away earlier because money is one of the number one stressors. And that stress does contribute to your health. When you have a lot of stress, it does weigh on you. So if you can't save $134 a week, you shouldn't be buying a house because you can't budget. That's the number one thing. You need to be able to save $134 a week, okay? Now, maybe you want to go further. Maybe you already own or you want to buy three more properties in 4 to 5 years. That's what I do. I help people build wealth through real estate. That's why we manage 100 properties. I don't just sell real estate. Okay, Warren Buffett attributes his success, one of the richest men in the world, attributes his success to investing in the S&P 500 index funds and holding long term. Now, let's relate that to real estate. True wealth is built by holding real estate long term, not buying or selling every couple of years. It's holding it 15 or 20 years. Warren Buffett's lived in the same house for 30, 40 years. That's how you build true wealth. In real estate is holding it long term. Now, sometimes it makes sense to sell. Maybe you can sell and unload a bunch of debt that's holding you back with some profits, and it may make sense then. But if you're in the position where you can hold on and the numbers work and you bought right and you can make passive income, then great, hold on to it. The goal here is to get three investment properties, okay? And number one, if you don't own yet, you got to own number one. Then after that is gaining these investment properties, okay? And I talked about how I can help you get three investment properties under $25,000. If you just get one property and buy it right, you can really make $400 to $500 passive income a month. And if we do that with three properties, we can bring in $1,000 of passive income the month. If you don't touch that cash flow, or you take that passive income and you pay down those mortgages, you're disciplined and you pay those down in 15 years, then all of a sudden you have $4,500 coming in 15 years a month. That's a life changer. And that's what I suggest, is not taking that passive income if you don't have to, but paying off those mortgages early. So let's get you 3 properties. Let's change your life today. Let's get you out of the rut of working for the man and help you create passive income through real estate. Start saving $134. Right? A little bit of pain short term. Maybe you got to give up some of your toys, some of your vacation, but the long term gain will change your life. No pain, no gain. That's true. You have to do the hard work and budget hard to reap the fruits, right? You got to take care of the crops to enjoy eating them. The best part of the deal is we find properties with equity built in. So I give you a kickstart. The properties I find have as high as $50,000 equity walking into it. So you make money on the buy. And because we do property management, we help you find a great deal where you can make passive income. And then I walk beside you and do the whole thing with you. I advertise, I help show, we help secure a tenant, we do all the background checks, we provide the leases, we talk about how they're going to pay rent every month, what a checkout looks like, where the security deposits are held. And I help teach you by your side, and I help get you on your way, all for free, because I care. Yes, I make money when I help you buy a house, but the seller pays me, and I care. And if you say, Justin, we don't want to manage our own property, then we manage it for you at a discounted rate. But the moral of the story is we teach you. We teach you how to build passive income through real estate, and we hold your hand the whole way through it. And I told you this in the middle of the show. I believe when you conquer something and you learn it, God requires you to share that with others and help them, right? Help them up. Help them create that passive income as well. I talk about this at the end of every show. I say, remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, your relationships, your peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. That is so important. And then remember, if you can add passive income to your life, it will help you relieve so much stress and give you time to spend with family and give you time to offer gifts to nonprofits and to others and your time to volunteer. It's so much more than just owning real estate. It enables you to live a life of fulfillment because you have that financial freedom. You've been listening to Justin Hermes on Real Estate Realities. That's right. I'm 29 years old. I'm young. I'm getting after it. I have the love of real estate and the love of helping people. So call me if you have any questions. My cell phone number is 719-232-1063. Our website, thehermesteam.net. My email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And once again, my cell phone number, 232-1063. It's been a joy having you with me here. Beautiful Sunday in Colorado Springs. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Welcome to my house.
We're all here and you know that you want to stay.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 60.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul.
All right, folks, hey, thanks for sticking with me here. We're on the second segment of Real Estate Realities. We are talking about Working for the Man is the title of today's show, but we're talking about the value of passive income in real estate. That's right. We're teaching you how to not work for the man your whole life, working that 9-to-5 job. We're teaching the power of passive income in real estate so you can control your lifestyle and control your retirement. So let's just break it down here. The average American, we're gonna look at this. 5% of the average Americans have wealth. We call it old money, money they've inherited. Okay, we're talking, you know, tens of millions of dollars. Okay, that's 5% of America, those people, old money. All right. Then other 15%, that are financially comfortable. They have $1 million in the bank. They have their house paid off. They have a pension coming in. That's 15%. So we got 20% carved out right there. 5% who gained it through generational wealth. The other 15% who did hard work and budgeted correctly. Here's the scary number. 80% of Americans have a financial problem, an ongoing financial issue in their life. Now, some are worse off. Food stamps. They're going to shelters. And then there's just some who cannot keep up their mortgage or they can't put enough in retirement. That's just as scary. You're going to be working to 80 years old. All right. Now look at that 80%. That's a pretty scary number. Have an issue financially in their household. People stress so much on getting a job and their pay. What are you making? Where do you work? That's the first question you ask somebody, right? But here's the thing. Very few people go, how do you manage your money? Where do you put your money? It's no, how much do you make and where do you work? That's, as Americans, what we put our priority on, and it's so backwards. You need to be more concerned with how you're managing your money. You need to be telling your money where to go instead of it telling you where it's going to go, okay? And I hear the excuse all the time. Well, Justin, I don't make enough money. I only make $50,000, and geez, the cost of living here in Colorado Springs is ridiculous. And you know what? There's people like that in life. They're always going to have an excuse. Always. Okay, I can show you somebody makes $150,000 and has less saved and less assets than the person who makes $50,000 who manages their money right. So stop making the excuses and look in the mirror, because it's the way you're managing your money. 44% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency. That's right. Well, let me say that again. 44% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency. 43% of borrowers on student loans are not paying their student debt. Not paying it. That could be one of the big keys to our next financial correction, is the student debt that these young millennials are obtaining through going to college for $50,000 a year, okay? Tuition has increased 213% in the last 30 years. 213% in the last 30 years. Shame on those universities. Shame on the government for letting that happen and getting in the loan business. That's wrong. And I teach a class, Junior Achievement, down at Fountain Middle School, and I told the kids, you need to look at the smartest place to go financially for your education. And you also need to look at different ways, whether it be through the military or scholarships or maybe going to a junior college or maybe going to a trade school. Because we've got this misconception that everyone has to go to college. Oh, and you should go wherever you want to go and take out the loan and go spend $50,000 a year and you graduate with $200,000 in student debt. But you know what? You got a job. Come on. I mean, we're not teaching finance in schools. I looked at the school curriculum and only in 5 states is finance required to graduate from high school. Kids don't even know how to balance a checkbook. They don't know how to handle a credit card or a debit card because it's not required. That's where a lot of these problems start, is from a young age, okay? 38% of households have credit card debt. The average they owe is $16,000 on their credit card at 16.5%. If they pay it off in 10 years, they end up spending double than the original purchase price. They end up spending $32,000 if it takes them 10 years to pay off that credit card debt. 33% of Americans have zero saved for retirement, and 56% have less than $10,000. Most Americans need $1 million to retire, and the millennials will need $1.8 to $2.5 million in savings, okay? Because the cost of living will go up, and if we don't correct Social Security, that system will be kaput in 2034, unless the government comes in and fixes it. You cannot plan on Social Security. So how do you fix this problem? You got to find ways to create passive income in your life, whether it's through small businesses, side gigs. I know people who sell stuff on Craigslist and they make extra income. Okay? I've helped many people do it through real estate. The only real debt that is good is mortgage debt. Okay? That's the only debt that is good and that can help you, is mortgage debt. The Federal Reserve did a study. Okay? This isn't me saying this. The Federal Reserve did a study. The worth of homeowners is $231,000. I'm going to say that again. The worth of homeowners is $231,000, their net worth. The renter's net worth is $5,200. The homeowner has a net worth 44 times greater than a renter. Stop paying for somebody else's investment and start paying for your own, okay? Home ownership is the first step. Yes, we got to get you in the door. We got to get you paying for your own investment and not for somebody else's. But then after that, if you follow my steps and you take the tools I teach, like many people have done, I can teach you how to get not only one, but two, but three investment properties as in little as 3 to 4 years, depending on how you budget. And that is what's going to change your life. I have a gentleman who I helped purchase 4 investment properties, and now he has, and he's got mortgages on all of them. He has $4,000 of passive income coming in a month, and he could retire if he wanted because he lives a pretty simple life. Okay, I can help you get out of the 80% and into the 20%. It's not about the money. It's about the quality of life you can provide for yourself by taking this seriously, by taking your budget seriously and looking at saving. We're going to talk about it later in the show, as little as $134 a week. If you can save $134 a week, I can help you get 3 investment properties in 4 years. $134 a week. If you can do that, you deserve home ownership and you deserve to have passive income through real estate. If you cannot do that, not everyone should be a homeowner. We hear that all the time. Everyone should own a home. It's the American dream. Well, sorry. Not everyone should own a home. There are some people who are not responsible and not disciplined enough to own a home. And nothing against them. God loves them too. But on a business level, you have to be responsible. You have to be able to budget, because home ownership is a serious thing. And when you take it into level 2 and 3 and 4 and you're buying extra investment properties, it's a serious thing. But it can bring a lot of joy. Number one, you can make a lot of passive income and give to those in need, which is one of the most important things. Number two, you can help people find a place to live until they are ready to tackle home ownership. You can help them through that process, right? When we learn something and we tackle it and we climb the mountain, what should we do? We should help others. We should extend a hand and say, hey, brother, let me help you up to the top. The weather's great up here. It changed my life. And that's why I've started this radio show, because I want to change your life. I want to extend a hand and say, hey, I can help you get investment properties as well. I can help you have passive income so you can give to those in need and control your lifestyle so you can spend time with your kids and your family and your friends, right? We got a short time on this earth. And if you're slaving away at your job and you're constantly stressed about money, boy, that's not a quality of life that sounds too good to me. So we need to get the budget under control. You need to save $134 a week. And you need to start getting passive income through real estate. You have to have that diversity. Just like when you go and talk with your stock broker, your advisor, and they go, Justin, we gotta have some in international here. We gotta have some in bonds, the S&P 500. Well, you should have some in real estate too. That's where real wealth is built, in real estate. We talked about it on Jay Garvin's show last weekend, the tax haven for real estate. Why so many of the wealthy have real estate and how they avoid the taxes and the loopholes it provides. It's legal. It's fine. It's just owning assets has benefits. And that's the biggest difference between the poor and the wealthy, is they know what an asset is. They buy assets. Why, the poor is buying a new Corvette, a big truck, and renting it $3,000 a month. And they have all the toys and they look rich and they have the nicest clothes. And yet you may look across to your other neighbor and go, geez, he drives a old Honda and he doesn't have any of the newest clothes and they hardly ever go on vacation. I guarantee you, they have millions saved up. The millionaire next door. That tells that story right there, because they're not concerned with keeping up with the Joneses. They're concerned about managing their money correctly so they can live a life that will be fruitful. Okay, so the next segment here of the show, we're going to talk about how we tackle this real estate. We talked about the stats. What's going on in America? What is the reality? Right? And how we can help you get out of this rut of working for the man and the 9-to-5 by buying real estate. And it works so well here in Colorado Springs because it is a military town and we have a lot of renters and the numbers work well. So you need to get into real estate for yourself, number one, to stop paying somebody else's retirement, but then number two and three, picking up homes that you can use as an investment tool for yourself, okay? And we help you do this at the Hermes team. That's why we manage property. That's why we're your full service realtors, because I care. I want to be able to walk you through the process, and it's all free. I help you find the right investment property. You purchase it through me. Then we help you find the tenant. We do all the screening. We provide the lease because I care, right? That's the heart of a teacher. I want to teach you how to be successful and find the success that I have found and so many of my clients have found. It will change your life. So if you have questions, give me a call on my cell, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. And stick around, because this is the most important part of the show. We're going to totally dissect the process and how we do it and how we help people capture that American dream and then also build passive income through real estate. You're listening to Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, RE/MAX Properties, 232-1063. Stick around here as we head into the third segment of the show. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. It's my